got in my computer. I told Mary I can type a whole lot faster than I can write or print. So I got in my computer, looked up some scriptures, but I found this poem in a book, and of course I loved it. I loved the poem and everything, so I went through it and changed it, put it in my own words. So, and the title of this is My Bible and I. Precious God. Let me have your Bible, Brother Robbins.
There it is.
I won't talk to us tonight. My Bible now. How many's got a Bible?
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got the Word of God.
Yeah.
Amen. That's your roadmap. Sure. My goodness, you're holding the heart of God in your hand when you hold that. You're holding the will of God in your hand when you hold this right here. You're holding the best GPS in the whole wide world. Right here, it's the most accurate. You can't get lost with this. My Lord, my Bible and I, we've traveled many miles together, my Bible and I, through all kind of weather, with a smile or with a sigh, in sorrow and sunshine, in tempest and in calm. It's been my faithful friend. Brother Ron, it's my lamp and it's my psalm. Yes, we've traveled far on this journey together, my Bible and I. When life had grown weary and death was even nigh, but through all the times of darkness, when things went wrong, my Bible was my comfort. It's been my prayer and my song. Holy, who or what could ever part us, my Bible and I? Shall problems or trouble and many things that the enemy would try? It's been my hope and my guidance. By its words I am led. It's my strength and my courage, my nourishment and my bread. Oh, my precious Bible, God's holy word, my beacon and my light, the sword of the Spirit that puts that old enemy, the devil, to flight. All through life's journey, until I breathe my last sigh, Brother Charles, we shall forever travel together, my Bible and I. And when it comes my time to cross over to heaven's golden strand, it's by God's word and promise that I held dear in my heart and in my hand. Hallelujah. In my many years of service, God's word has been faithful and true. And if you'll read and obey and love and cherish it, it'll take us all safely through. My Bible and I. I remember many times, I don't know if I'll preach them up, but I remember many times, boys come down in that old 67 Chevelle overhead cam on the thing. It just rocked. It was loud. It had that big old loud mufflers on it, and it would just rock the windows. I had every hair in place. I had those high platform shoes on, bell bottom pants, slicked up. Ready to run with the crowd, you know. Got to the door, and Mommy would holler, "Honey, wait a minute, boy's out there honking." I always acknowledge my mom. You know why? Because I know Mom and Dad love me. They raised me, they fed me, they clothed me, and I reverenced them, even though I was a sinner. "Wait a minute, honey." Mommy would disappear and go into the living room, pick that big family Bible up, and bring it in and open up. You know, most verses you read at Proverbs, Psalms, and Ecclesiastes. My mom loved those three books. Mommy read me scriptures. You know what she was doing? She was sowing the seed of God's holy word in my heart. In my heart. That one day that would get a hold of my soul and draw me to God. My goodness. Get out there, and she pointed her finger at me. She said, "Honey," she said, "your dad and I's done our best to teach you right from wrong." She said, "If something happens to you and you're out there," she said, "you'll be like the rich man. You'll lift up your eyes in hell, in the flames, and you'll never get out." And then Mommy would reach over there and grab me. I'm telling you, and hug me. You know what happened to me? A lump come up my throat. Come up my throat. She didn't know it. But what, just a few years later, God would call me. And God would draw me. That seed began to work inside. Oh, the Bible is powerful. It's power of the words, the spirit, and life. Had the boys turn to me in the car and say, Tommy, man, what's going on? What's wrong with you? I wasn't laughing with them. For 2 years, I ran under conviction. 2 years. My food didn't taste right. Clothes didn't fit right. I'm telling you, nothing went right. I was the most miserable human being with God's conviction on me. Tommy, what's wrong with you, man? Nothing. I'd give a big old horse laugh, you know, nothing to laugh with him. But down deep inside of my heart, I feared God. I feared God. Mommy put some fear in me. She said, honey, if something happens to you out there, you go out in a car wreck or something, she said, you'll be like the rich man and you'll burn in hell forever and ever. That got a hold of me. It drew me to God. My Bible and I, have you ever really, really thought just how important your Holy Bible, the Word of God, is to you? Matthew 4:4, when the devil came tempting Jesus, Jesus answered him and said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God shall man live. Oh, how powerful the Word of God is. John the Beloved in Revelation said to the saints, he said, the saints overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. In the original Hebrew manuscripts or original Greek manuscripts, it reads this way. They overcame the devil by the blood of Jesus and the word of God in their testimony. What is a testimony tonight? You cannot and have a testimony.
That's right.
You have to say something. It has to come out of your heart.
That's right.
You have to tell the good news. If it's just 3 or 4 little words, I thank God that He saved me. He's been good to me. That is a testimony. Woo, glory.
Yeah.
They overcame Him by the blood of Jesus and the Word of God in their testimony. You got to say something. So I want to ask us tonight, all this, I typed it all up today. What is a testimony? It's something you speak out and say. Oh, is it important? Does God want me to testify? All caps, highlighted. Yes. A testimony is to tell and declare what the Lord has done for you.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, this is what I heard, and this is what I felt. I was there when it happened, and I know that I know. This is what Jesus did for me. This is what He gave me. He has saved me, and He forgave me. He's healed me. He's lifted me up when I've been down. When no one else could help me, He brought me out. He fixed things that I could not fix. He came through and supplied my every need. When I did not know what to do, He's healed my body. He's touched my mind and my soul. How many is glad you can say tonight, that is exactly what He did for me. He loved me with an everlasting love, and He never has failed. I've been in this way not as long as Sister Bessie, but it's been over 50 years. But can I tell you, I could have been snapped out. I could have been taken out. But the Lord had mercy upon me, and He wasn't through and finished with me yet. Ain't you glad that we all can say tonight, I am saved by grace, and I'm kept by the power of God. Through that faith in God's holy word. It's my Bible, and I, Brother Rod,
We've been traveling many miles together. We've been to a lot of places. I'm telling you, this right here will establish you. It'll root you. It'll ground you. It'll hold you secure. There is an everlasting rock inside of the pages of this blessed book. There is a refuge. Hallelujah, for the weary and the oppressed. Ain't you glad of that? He's a rock in a weary land. Hey, Lord, he's a high tower that the righteous can run into and be saved. Hallelujah. He's a shelter in the time of storm. Who else could I go to? Who else could I run to? Jesus. He'll walk in the pages of this blessed book. If you'll open up the cover of it, he'll walk out right into your heart. And right into your soul.
My holy. Every time. You got to not only believe the word, but you got to speak it and tell it and quote it, and it does something inside of here. And it makes the enemy, he can't hang around when you sing the word of God, when you sing God's promises, when you sing God's praises. That old enemy has to take flight. How many knows greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world? Speak into yourselves in psalms and songs and hymns. Make a melody in your heart unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Ain't you glad you can feel something going through my house, Brother Charles? Just knowing a little course and begin to praise God. Hey, Lord. Mary and I was singing a little bit today, but I'm telling you, something rolls up. It just rises up on the inside. Come on, you need to stir it up. Raise your hand in the house. Hey, Lord, it's in there. Brother Charles, it's in there. It is in there. God put it in there a long time ago. And all you got to do is tell it. Hallelujah. Open thy mouth wide. And God said, I will feel it. Hey, Lord, he'll feel it. He said, I create the fruit of the lips. He cannot create any fruit unless your tongue and your mouth begins to praise him.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hey.
Yes.
Come on, Job, tell us. Patriarch Job said, I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Can I tell you that God's word is spirit and it is life?
Yes.
Woo. To all that find it. It is inspiration and it's guidance. You cannot separate the spirit from the word. Woo! All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It means the inspiration God breathed upon the holy men of old, and they wrote the words that came to life by the power of God. Jesus said, the flesh profiteth nothing. He said, but the words I speak unto you are spirit and life. No wonder he sent his word and he healed them. Raise your little hand in the house. There's healing in the word. There's uplift in the word. Old Job came to the conclusion. I don't know where he's at in the front, the sides, and the back, but one thing about it, I can't perceive him, but he knows the way that I take. I'm a living by my integrity, and I'm a holding on to my righteousness. Ain't you glad of that? It'll hold you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yes,
yeah.
It does.
Oh, God.
Oh, what a grip.
This right here put faith in your heart.
Come on.
It's unchangeable.
Yes.
and is forever settled in heaven. Heaven and earth shall pass away with a great smoke. Pass away. He said, but my words shall not pass away.
Amen.
They're forever written in heaven.
Woo-hoo.
Hallelujah. The Bible said he's coming for them that love his appearing. Thank God. You know how we're going to be changed? In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, that indwelling Holy Ghost, it was inspired the Word of God. Can I tell you, that Word of God abides in you. When that trumpet sounds and Jesus gives that shout, you'll be changed from the inside out. Hey, yes, you will. You will not be changed from the outside in. You've got to have it on the inside. I'm telling you, if you've got it in there a burning, and if it's a stirring, and if it's a rolling hallelujah to God, you will be called out of here in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Come on, say, I got it inside. I got it in me, and I know what I feel. I didn't have this when I was a sinner, but I'm telling you, Jesus, Lord, he put something down in my heart a long time ago. It's a bubbling. Hey, Lord, it's a well, a springing up in the everlasting life. I'm telling you, there's life in this.
Yeah.
Lord,
it's life
eternal. Come on.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, God. It's the word of truth. You know, truth will cut through every error. It'll cut through every deceit. It'll cut through and pierce every sin. Yes, it will. It pierces the darkness. Hallelujah to God. And I've got it in me.
Come on.
It's the word of truth, unfailing and full of promise. You are saved and begotten by the word. You're led by it and kept by it. It's a lamp under your feet and a light under your path in this old dark evil world.
Amen.
Woo! Thank God it's a sure anchor in life's ocean. It is your compass on the restless sea of life. The waves may be raging high, but oh Lord, it is your compass and it is your anchor. It is the joy and the rejoicing of your heart. It's a fire shut up in your bones. It still stirs and renews a desire. It's a cure for the sinner. Hallelujah. It's a backslider's restoring hope. It's an excellent encourager when you're down and out. It'll lift you up and hold you, and it'll make you secure. It will not let you go down. It will not let you sing down. Hey, I don't care how bad the storm, your ship, like the 27th chapter of Acts, it flew apart, it ran in to the ground, and the waves in the back of it beat it all to pieces. But the Lord told Paul, he said, fear not, Paul. He said, I've given all of them that sail with thee, and not a hair of their head it shall perish. That was the word of God spoken by Jesus. I'm telling you, you cannot sink and you will not drown. You can't go down. When God speaks the word, he'll hold you up. And those that was able to swim, they swam the shore. I'm telling you, they were healthy and strong. But those that were weak and those that were sickly, you know what the Lord did? He said, I promised you that you ain't going to drown. And the Lord sent broken boards over to them. Hey, raise your hand in the house. I'm telling you, I feel the Lord in here. We're going to make it. I said, we're going to make it. Sometimes we feel like we're down to the last straw and the last piece of a broken board off on the ship. But I'm going to make it to heaven.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Praise the Lord.
I got several pages.
Lord.
Y'all got any time with
come
me?
On.
Woohoo! Holy, do you realize what is entrusted to you when you hold that Bible in your hand? In that blessed book, you will find the mind of the Lord. And you'll find His great salvation. It is a book of hope. Both now and for all of eternity. Its doctrines and precepts are pure and they're holy. It's a water of life that washes and sanctifies, the washing of the water of the Word. It's a book of divine wisdom that guides you in the path of righteousness. It'll keep you from going astray. When you hold it in your hand, you're holding a lighthouse that'll safely lead you away from the pitfalls and the rocks of sin. When you open its cover, you're opening a door into eternity past that is looking into eternity future. Inside of the blessed pages, you'll meet Jesus, a good shepherd. He'll guide you into green pastures for your soul. It'll lead you beside the still waters. Thank God there is manna in this blessed book. There's life-giving bread that'll feed you and strengthen you. You hold in your hand knowledge and power over the enemy of your soul, the devil. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You will discover a scarlet thread of redemption through the blood that flows from the Garden of Eden to a bloody cross on a hillside called Calvary. The blood flows. The blood still speaks. Hallelujah, Jesus said when He rose from the dead. And Mary said, Lord, Master, Rabboni. And He said, touch me not. I have not yet ascended unto my God and your God, and to my Father and your Father. What is Jesus going to do? Somehow He went down into the earth where that blood, history says, and commentators believe that that place of the skull, it had huge, it looked like a rock, it looked like a skull, and there was a big crack, a hole where they erected that cross, and they believe that when the blood drained out of Jesus' hands from the crown of thorns on His head and His feet, and when the spear pierced His side and therewith came out blood and water, they believe that that blood dripped down to the ground and found an opening and a crack in the rock. And they said before old Nebuchadnezzar ever came in there, they got word and they hid the Ark of the Covenant. And guess where the Ark of the Covenant was? It was in a tunnel under a Golgotha's rugged brow, and that blood began to flow, and it found a hole, and it went down and covered the mercy seat of the Ark of the Covenant. And that's what Jesus is saying. I gotta ascend and go down and gather this pure, sanctified blood, hallelujah, and take it and ascend into heaven, hallelujah, and sprinkle it upon that ark, hallelujah, in heaven. And there's blood is speaking for us tonight. Raise your little head. The blood is speaking loud and clear. Touch me not. I've got a mission. Hey, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
My Lord, my God. Oh, Lord. You're going to know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Amen.
You will discover a scarlet thread of redemption through the blood that flows, started flowing from sacrifice of the lambs in the Garden of Eden to a bloody cross on Calvary's hill, where the Lamb of God, God's Son, gave His life for sinners. And it ends at the mercy seat in heaven for cleansing and forgiveness. When you read your Bible, there is a voice. I'm going to tell you something. If you've got His Spirit living in you, listen, you're saved. You got His Spirit living in you. When you read this right here, and read it more and more, there'll be a voice that'll talk to you.
That's right. Amen.
He'll reveal things to you.
That's right.
He'll speak to you things that you need to know. Oh, God. There's a voice that'll speak to you from within the sacred pages. It's the most accurate GPS in all of this world for the traveling soul to find his way home. When you prayerfully read your Bible, you will not get lost.
No.
Come on. The Bible still convicts, and it still saves. Can I tell you about a woman's atheist husband right now? This is true. Conviction can never, ever come without the Word of God. The Word of God's what convicts people.
Right.
It has to be preached. It's the only light that'll shine to draw sinners and open their eyes to be saved. I heard this testimony of a woman on radio, and I went and wrote it before I could forget it, that told how her atheist husband was saved. This godly praying woman had been a Christian for years, but her husband wanted no part of it. I don't believe in God. And I don't believe in your Bible, he would tell her. She prayed that the Lord would somehow convict his heart and show him his lost condition so he would be saved. He had told her many times through the years that he did not want her preaching to him. Hang on here a minute. This is going to get interesting. I don't want to hear it. Just keep it to yourself. You know, people get real hard before they get saved.
Yes.
They get harder than a rock.
Oh, yeah.
Before they turn to God. He didn't even want her praying and saying grace over the food at the dinner table. Now, what's this woman going to do? Look out. One evening, when she had set the table, she called him to come and eat. She politely and humbly said to him, calling his name, "I know that you don't believe in God or the Bible, but could I always just read one Bible verse before we eat from now on?" He studied it over reluctantly, and he looked at her. He said, "Well, since I don't believe in the Bible, I don't guess it hurt anything. Just go ahead." Oh, boy. So each day for the next few weeks and months, she prayerfully chose a scripture verse from the Bible and read it out loud. Nothing else. And after a while, something began to happen. She noticed his attitudes changing. He wasn't so hard and bitter. One evening, she set the table and she went to the bottom of the stairs and called up to him. "The meal is ready." "Honey, the meal's ready. Supper's on the table." A few minutes passed. She patiently waited and waited. When he reached the bottom of the steps and turned the corner and entered the kitchen, his face was wet with tears where he'd been crying. He sat down in the chair and he tried to tell her what had happened. He said, "I know that I said I didn't believe in the Bible, but every day you read to me, something began happening in me that I can't explain. I felt something tugging at my feelings, and I couldn't get away from it. I tried, but each day it kept getting stronger. I just couldn't take it any longer. I couldn't hold back the tears. Something has happened. Honey, I'm not the same." She then told him about God's love and a Savior and led him to the Lord in prayer at the supper table. Oh, the power of the Word of God. It can touch the hardest heart and soften it for salvation.
Yeah.
It still can open blinded eyes. It transforms and it changes lives and makes them brand new. It still has power to save, heal, and deliver. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And we say, thank you, dear Jesus. There's still power, Lord, in your Word. There's still drawing power, God, in your holy Word. It opens up blinded eyes. Yes, it does. Thank God. It draws that old soul to her knees. Woo! Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us, Psalmist David, and I'll end here. Can you tell us some more? Psalms 119 and 11, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. The Hebrew reads this way. Thy word, O Lord, have I stored up in my heart that I might not sin against you. I keep reading it and I keep putting it in there. I'm storing it up for a rainy day. Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy word at all times. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. It's brought life to me. She wants to come to the piano. I'm going to close. Jeremiah 15 and 16, Brother Ron, you know where I'm going. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and the rejoicing of my heart. Tell us, Jeremiah, he regretted the day that he was born. He got through in prison, brought out of there because he prophesied, and he kept a warning them, listen, for 40 long years. Jeremiah had no converts. They did not believe him. The Israelites would not take the warning. They cast him down in a pit. He regretted the day that he was born. He said, I wish that I hadn't even been born. He said, I ain't gonna speak no more in his name. It ain't gonna do any good. Nobody's listening to me. Nobody'll get in with me. Oh Lord, he said, but I could not refrain. He said it was like a fire I shut up in my bones. You know why? Because he ate the Word of God. He digested the Word of God. Hallelujah. He read it. Hallelujah. He got it down in his heart. Can I tell everybody tonight, stir it up. I said, stir it up. There's fire in the Word of God. His Word is like a hammer, and it is like a fire. It will burn up the chaff of sin. Would you stand with me tonight?
Glories.
Stir it up. When the great founding father and orator Patrick Henry, who said, give me liberty or give me death, when it came his time to die, he laid his hand upon the Bible and he passionately declared, here is a book, the book worth more than all others that ever been printed. We must admire its authority. It is God's handwriting. Oh, sweet book of books. Say it with me. Oh, sweet book of books. It's the bread best book that you could ever read. There's life in it. Hallelujah. Woo! It's going to take us out of here one of these days.
Amen.
Woo!
There's no other book that has survived the centuries like the Bible has. It's been hated. It's been hounded by men and devils down through the ages. But it survived the test of time. Brother Ron, it has withstood the attacks of atheism, skepticism, modernism, but it still lives on today. It's never lost its power. It's never lost its inspiration. And I tell you, I keep right on preaching it. I keep right on singing it. It brings life. Hey, listen. Woo. When the great poet and historian Sir Walter Scott, when he lay a dying, he cried, "Bring me the book." His nephew said, "Which book, sir?" And Walter Scott replied, "Young man, there is but one book, and that is the Bible. Yes, it's the Bible, God's book. It's the final message to man." And we find a place to pray tonight and say, "Lord, let me fall in love with my Bible again. Fall in love with your word again." Hallelujah.
Jesus has a table spread with the saints in God.
Jesus!
He invites his chosen people to come and die.
Praise God!
With his manna he doth feed, and supplies our every need.
Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. I am the well of life. I'm the river of life."
Disciples came to land.
Yes, Jesus.
Obeying Christ's command.
Let me fall in love with it again, Lord. Open its sacred pages, dear Jesus, and behold.
Lay down your heart's desire.
Hallelujah.
And the bishop on the fire.
My son, attend to my word, incline thine ears unto my saying. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them. And health to all of our flesh. Behold it. Read it. Hallelujah.
You fed the multitude. Turn the
water into wine.
To the hungry dog with milk. Soon the lamb will take his bride.
Yes, Lord.
Praising children, loving, hallelujah.
Oh, 'twill be a glorious sight. All the saints in spotless fine. And with Jesus we will feast eternally.
On me, come and dine, the Master called. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine.
To
the hungry calleth now, come and dine.
Jesus,
Jesus has a table spread.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Where the saints of God are there.
Oh, Jesus.
He invites his chosen people coming down.
Oh, God, thank you, Lord.
With his manna he doth feed and supplies our every need.
Yes, God.
Oh, dear, sweet, the supper of Jesus
all the time. Come and dine, the Master's calling. And dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned that to land. The hungry's calling now. Come and dine. Come and dine. The master's calling. Come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He knew that the multitude turned that water into wine. To the hungry call it now. Come and